1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
The fact is, you can't make spring hurry up and get here, but you can make sure you're good and ready for it. Get $1,000 off RSX850i Gator utility vehicles and $500 off one family tractors with a purchase of two John Deere or Frontier brand implements. Most offers end February 3rd. Stop by your John Deere dealer for details.
Visit Donald Farm and Lawn in Lebanon, Rolla, and Jefferson City, or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
The RVs roll into St. Louis Thursday through Sunday for the St. Louis RV Show. On display and for sale are hundreds of RVs, the latest and easy to tow campers, affordable trailers, and luxurious motorhomes. The St. Louis RV Show, Thursday through Sunday. Website at sdlrv.com.
Altair Travel wants me to remind you that the Cardinal Cruise is right around the corner. 7-9 Eastern Caribbean St. Louis Cardinal Cruise. Headliners include manager Mike Matheny and a host of players. Enjoy duty-free bargains of St. Thomas and the most breathtaking beaches of St. Martin. Altair Travel and Cruises want you to know that cabins are going fast. January 25th through February 1st, the Cardinal Cruise. Call Altair Travel for more information. 314-968-9600 or altairtravel.com.
At Denny's, eat great for just $4, like the $4 Everyday Value Slam. Look for Denny's coupons in next week's mail and visit one of the 30 St. Louis area Denny's.
How much is that jug in the window?
Patty Page died last year. Forgot how she died. I think her house flooded. Her basement flooded. She drowned in her own basement. Time to check in with Dr. Doug Pernikoff, your pet's best friend, made possible by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. There's an app. It's free. It's a great app. It's a great way to get a Laclede Cab. The app is STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi for Laclede Cab. Now, I'm going to ask you to call right now. Don't wait to call, because if I say, hi, Dr. Doug, how you doing? He says, ma'am, in the PM, and I say, let's go to the phones, and there's nobody there. We're just going to move on to the next segment. So you need to call right now. 314-969-5877. That would be 314-969-KTRS. Or, now there are fewer lines on this number, but you can sneak in if you can't get on the other one. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. That will put you in touch with Dr. Doug, and you can ask one of the best in the business any question you want to ask about your little doggy, your kitty, your iguana, your snake, your turtle, your savannah molitor, your tiger. You get the idea? Ladies and gentlemen, say hello, courtesy of Laclede Cab, to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, hey, hey! Happy Wednesday!
Hello, doctor. I pushed the wrong button. Peon, can I still push the bottom button?
I think so.
Make up. There you go. I fixed it. Doc,
am I there?
Yeah, you're here. How are you?
Good, good. I said, the hey, 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 we're back to Wednesday.
That was good. That was clever.
Hey, I'm AM in the PM.
Of course you are.
Hallelujah. Hey, and so, I understand you suffered what we suffered today. I came into the clinic. We had 3 inches of water in here.
Hey, Dan. Yeah, show everybody. Yes. Show everybody 2/3 of 3 inches.
Okay, here we go.
There, there's 2/3 of that right there. So what happened? The pipe burst. Let me guess.
Yeah, two units away. A pipe broke, and it just, I think there were 6 inches in the unit next door and another 3 inches in the opposite unit.
Here, I'll show you six and another three.
Oh.
There you go. You know what's, here's how dumb I am about physics and science and stuff. To me, it would burst when it's 10 below, like, boom, it's so cold, but it doesn't. It bursts when it's a change.
It's a change from super cold to not so cold, and that that causes shrinkage or whatever. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
And then I guess that change back and forth is what, and these are pipes that, you know, in our homes that are probably, I don't know how old your home is, but this
it's 30 years old.
I was going to say 30 years old, and those pipes just weren't made forever.
But they're copper. They're metal. They're copper pipes. It's not like it's a piece of cellophane.
I guess they're not used to what these temperature extremes. But, you know, here's the terrible thing about being a leasee is that they claim that it's our responsibility.
Well, of course they do.
And I am just so angry, and I'm just saying, you know, what the heck?
But see, you don't sound angry. Here's how you sound when you say, I'm so angry. But I'm just so angry.
Oh, heck.
See, when I'm angry, I sound like, I am so angry. See, that's an angry sound.
You don't understand.
Trying to be nice.
Yeah. So you had to, what, move the pets out or no?
Yeah, we had to make sure the pets were safe. Obviously, cold weather is an issue, but in here it was okay. The heat was there. But we lost equipment. We had our computers down on the ground. The server sits on the ground.
Oh, man.
Nobody anticipates 3 inches of water coming in, and then they tell you, oh, well, that's in you. If you look at your lease, paragraph such and such, you'll see that you're responsible for any plumbing or structural damage. I go, wait a minute. I don't own this building. You do.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
Before we tear into the animal calls, I'm glad you mentioned that because I'd like to say something to people who buy a house, not a new one, but from an existing owner, and they say, oh, and the owner has agreed to pay for 1 year insurance.
It's
the buyer's insurance, a house warranty. Those things are virtually worthless.
I disagree with you there.
Okay, you can disagree, but I had it happen.
Appliances, they're great.
If it's the main kitchen refrigerator, because we had an appliance go out, and it wasn't the kitchen refrigerator. It was a refrigerator in the garage, and they said, no, Reed, it's only one refrigerator. And we had a an air conditioning unit go bad, and they said, well, now, if you read, it covers air, unless they're this old, unless they're this... And it turned out that the whole air conditioning unit, they would pay $200 for a big deal.
Well, someone told me years ago that when you're a leasee, you know, you're not, by law, expected to understand the nature of a lease document because that's a contract, that's a legal contract. And sure, you can go have a lawyer look at it, but if you're in a business that can go nowhere, I can't just pick up a veterinary business and move it down the block.
Right.
You know, you're kind of under the, you know, whatever happens, whatever the landlord says goes.
Yeah.
It's a horrible world.
How long before you're cleaned up, you think?
I'm sorry?
How long before you're all cleaned up and back in?
We got it all cleaned up today. We did it ourselves, and the landlord did bring in a guy to help bring another unit in, but we had so much water to get out of here. It was crazy.
I'm looking at June. I'm not kidding. This
well,
is
the thing I'm worried about is, you know, the damage in the wall and the mold that comes.
No, I didn't knock my walls out because of that. It drew some water up, and he said, you can't have this.
Yeah, well, they're going to try and do it the cheapy way, you know.
Yeah, all right, we'll take some calls.
I'm frustrated, sorry.
Anyway.
That's all right, let's go. Let's take some calls. Let's start with Terry. Terry, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Doctor. How are you?
Good, Terry. How are you, sweetie?
I'm good. And, Frank, I am AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. All right, Doc, this is my quandary. I have a beagle. All of our pets have been rescue pets.
Okay.
She was about a year and a half when we first got her. She's been fine, but she's almost 6 years old. She has always been a very powerful chewer. Can't give her the normal Kongs and things like that. They have to be like deer antlers.
Uh-huh.
Good grief.
Yeah.
With or without the deer?
What?
Deer antlers.
Are they attached to a deer?
Are they still attached to the deer?
No, they're not attached to the deer.
Go ahead.
But she has, within the last...
Uh-oh.
Terry?
Hello?
Them things. Hello?
Yeah, we lost you.
Oh, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
No, you buried your voice. It sounded like this. Well, we still...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on my way back to Chicago.
Oh, okay.
So what's cooking with her?
I'm sorry?
What's her problem?
Her problem is she just chews random things for no reason. If there's a pen sitting out, she chew a pen. She got a hold of an electric razor of my in-laws over the weekend.
Oh.
Don't know why she did that. She just chews random things, and I don't know how to break her of it.
Well, you know, I'm not a behavioralist for that kind of action, but the most logical, obvious thing is to you're going to have to start constraining her and she doesn't have the freedoms she had. And then you should talk to a behaviorist. There might be little cues and keys to try and change that chewing behavior. Obviously, transfer that to some other legitimate toy. But, you know, I'm not sure how to, for them to teach them to differentiate between something that's absolutely chewable and not chewable.
What kind of dog is this?
It's a beagle.
It's a beagle.
Mm. And they're kind of stubborn and smart all at the same time. So
right.
I think the first thing to do is just keep her away when you're not supervising her. Unfortunately, she's going to have to be kept in some kind of crate or cage, or at least keep everything up that can be chewed. But then that could be anything,
right.
Edge of a furniture or whatever.
Because there is that dog that chews poop, and you don't want that dog. It's called Shih Tzu.
No, it's also called George.
No, I don't.
George.
Thank you.
Okay, doctor. Thank you.
Have a nice trip to Chicago.
Wait a minute, Frank. Thanks. Can I tell you a quick story about what you just brought up?
Sure.
So I'm laying in my bed, and my wife lets the dogs out, and they run back in, jump on the bed, and my little George, is a French bulldog, starts licking me in the mouth and all around the mouth like he does all the time. Marilyn comes around the corner, my wife, and she starts yelling, "He just ate poop!" I said, "Well, thanks for telling me now."
Oh, man.
Anyway,
but then that's her excuse to not make out with you.
Yeah. Didn't you catch
my wife won't, so the dog did.
I never let a dog lick me in the face or the mouth or anything.
I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. It's hard to resist sometimes.
It's not that big a deal. Unless just ate poop.
Right, unless you catch a whiff of some,
Yeah, the problem. You know what I think? I think your wife, Marilyn, fed it to the dog and said, "Go lick him, go lick him.
Go get daddy.
Go get daddy."
She knew that I wouldn't resist the dog.
Mike, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you this evening?
Good, Mike, and how are you?
I'm doing very good, thank you. And I'm AM in the PM.
Well, of course you are.
Hey, I've recently lost my dog about a year ago, and I'm looking to get another dog. My wife is putting a lot of requirements. I have to keep it around 50 pounds, and it has to shed very little. Do you have any recommendations on
there's lots of them, any of the Terrier breeds are great. They're smart. They don't typically shed like that. And you can get all sizes from large to small. So I would look into the terrier breeds. The
They're
poodles
not hyperactive
are great.
Or anything like that?
I'm sorry?
Are they hyperactive or anything like that?
You know, they're smart. They're not necessarily hyperactive. It depends on the individual. But, you know, when you go shopping for a dog, you talk to the owners about the parents and their behavior, and you try and find out what you can about the history of the dog or the dog's genetics.
Mike, hang on. You're married?
Yes.
And your wife says this is the kind of dog we're going to get? What kind of man are you?
We don't want a dog anymore, and so I want a big dog, so we compromise, and we're keeping around 50 pounds.
No, there's no compromise. You're the husband.
It sounds
you're the
like
man
you're
of the house.
She's saying.
Yeah, there's no compromise. Here's the deal. You go back to her, and you go, "I'm getting a 100-pound dog.
Yeah.
Love it or leave it.
A Newfoundland.
Or you can get a Newfoundland. I just keep it at 50 pounds by starving it. That would be cool.
I compromise.
You want to have sex.
I would think that you would try a soft-coated Wheaton sort of fits the bill. It's one of the bigger terrier breeds. They're absolutely beautiful. They can be a little hyperactive, but they're very bright, and they don't shed.
All right. Thank you, Doc. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Bye.
Boy, it saddens me. I can't believe the number of men out there whose wives make decisions.
This is what she told me to do. It's a compromise. What?
It's not a compromise. She spelled out exactly what the dog was going to be.
That's right.
Man up, buddy.
She said, "You're going to compromise."
You know, I'd bring home a St. Bernard. I'd just bring it home. Don't ask. Just bring it
home.
Bring
home four of them.
Yeah. You know, you said you wanted the dog not over 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Well, too bad. Nah, that's what you have to do. That's why my marriage is so solid. Angie, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Angie.
Angie, that's you. Angie?
Oh, boy. Now she's off in the distance.
Angie's Angie has a problem with her phone. I know she can hear us.
Yeah.
Well, this is terrible. Angie, call back through. Maybe we'll get in. There are a couple of lines open. Give us a call. Back through. Okay. I hate that. I wanted to talk to her. Well, Linda's here. Linda, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Linda. How are you, honey?
I'm doing great. Thank you, everyone.
Good.
AM and the PM.
Thank you, Linda.
Hallelujah. I have a Maltese.
Okay.
And she licks her feet constantly. So any recommendations for that?
Licks the feet constantly?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a commonly in many of these animals there may be some behavioral component to it, like someone chewing their nails, but they also have a high incidence of a yeast infection between those toes. And there's also their sweat glands are between those toes. And either one of those areas can be inflamed or aggravated because of the yeast or any other bacterial component. So I would, what we do in those cases, we look and do a good physical exam, have your vet check it out. And then there are a number of medication alternatives, both shampoos or topical materials, and also in some cases pills that you would take internally. And there may be other alternative medications or diet-related things to talk about. But that's not an uncommon presentation, and it's usually fairly workable.
Now, you said pills you can take internally. How else would you take a pill except internally?
Rectally?
That's still internal.
Yeah. It's still going to go in.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I was redundant.
Does that help you?
I spoke to the vet, and she basically said she was neurotic.
I'm sorry, what?
She said the dog was neurotic.
She was neurotic.
No, I don't think so.
Get a new vet.
I think there's, even if the dog started behaviorally just licking at it for some sort of irritation or whatever, it then becomes a genuine physical problem because they lick so much. It's like pulling on a scab all the time or chewing your nails. Suddenly you do have a problem. So I think your vet should review that and give you some alternatives, and I think there's plenty of options for you.
What kind of shampoo should I use? Or that you said put something on her feet.
Yeah, there are medicated shampoos that you're going to want to use that have ketoconazole or some other
ketoconazole
medication.
And a canapenter.
That's what I would go for, either ketoconazole or Vitavita Vegemin.
Or Anacanaracasana.
Thank you, Linda.
Good luck.
Angie's back.
Yeah, Angie's back.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Angie, let's try it again. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
There you go.
Hi, Angie.
And the rest of the gang.
There you go. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Dr. Doug, I have a 9-year-old cat, and she has been diagnosed with intestinal lymphoma.
Okay.
And it's the large cell kind.
Okay.
And she already has had one chemo treatment, and we didn't find out until the day that we started chemo. Until the day we started chemo, that it was actually the large cell. We thought it was the small cell, which I know has a more positive outcome on chemotherapy.
Who's doing are you at one of the referral clinics doing the chemo, or is it your regular veterinarian kind of guiding it?
One of the referral clinics.
Okay. Yeah, they are definitely the best in assessing statistically what's the best protocol, and it's just like the human cancer world. These protocols are changing all the time based on experience and history. And we had a similar case that we sent to one of the specialists. It was also a large cell tumor. And they felt like they could really help the animal. And I would just follow their lead. And lymphoma is one of the cancers that we do treat as veterinarians very aggressively, and we do get a fairly good response in many cases. But, you know, it's a biological world. You never know. There are a lot of cancers we don't push a lot of treatment for because they're just not going to respond very well. But that's one that I wouldn't give up on yet.
Okay, and that's – I kind of wanted a third opinion on that because I wasn't – you know, I just wanted to make sure. I had done a chemo treatment with a dog, and pretty much 5 weeks after we had stopped chemo, she had passed away, so I didn't know if I would experience the same thing with the cat.
You know,
and I know, like you said, it's biological, and you don't know what's going to happen.
Right, so. You just can't predict, but I would follow their lead. They know what they're doing, and those groups are really, really good. We use them all the time.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Dr. Doug.
Thank you, Angie. That's it. We're out of time. I wish we had more time. Well, I know. It's sad.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Doctor. We'll do it again next week.
Okay, be good.
Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. Your pet's best friend. The official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. You can find him at the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, and he's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. We didn't get to talk to him yesterday because there was some crisis at the dealership. We're going to find out about that. John Londoff, what's going on?
How are you?
I've been better.
Oh, yeah? You want to hear my story?
You go first. I'll give you mine.
All right. 5:45 a.m., my phone rings. Dave Bell, he's contacted by the gas station next door to the dealership. We have water pouring. He said, pouring from the dealership. I said, you got to be kidding me. No. So Bruce Weiner, he had lost his cell phone snow plowing on Monday. So I'm calling him. Well, it's ringing out there in the middle of the lot because, well, it was frozen, so he had to stick it in his pocket for it to warm up. So I'm reaching all these people. I'm reaching out to them. You know, Mimi is like, what's going on? Like, you won't believe it. You know, 12 inches of snow on top of course, the 5 inches of snow we had, you know, on Wednesday. You know, I mean, you can only put those mounds of snow so high. As we speak, we are hauling all of our snow away, hauling it and dumping it. But back to the, there's a water main break at the top of the street, right, off the edge of the dealership, and then at the bottom of the street, right outside the subdivision, there was water pouring everywhere. It was a river on Dunn Road.
Wow.
Trying to get a hold of MoDOT to say, you got to get some trucks out of here. You mean, we got to get some plows to push the water, get rid of it, push it down. I mean, it's just, you know, I had the mayor of Florissant, Schneider. I'm sure he was sick of talking to me. I said, this is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I just watched, I mean, at 5:45, 6, 7, 8, they finally get a truck from a Missouri American at like 9 o'clock, 9:30. Like, I don't know how many gallons of water pouring out there, but it was ridiculous. Finally capped it. We had no water here for 5 hours. Okay. Couldn't go to the gas station next door to go to the bathroom. They didn't have any water. People were getting in their cars and going to the bottom of the hill at one of the other gas stations we used to use the restrooms. Okay.
Well, there's probably a lot of yellow snow out back of your place.
Yeah. I'm not done.
Uh-oh, you're not done.
I'm not done. I get a call from the beautiful Mimi Londoff at 2:30. We had a pipe break in our basement.
Oh, man.
Join the club.
Oh, man.
Join the club, buddy.
Pandemonium.
We had the police come to the door saying that they had an alarm, contact from our house. And she goes, well, there's no 911 emergency call from here, but the alarm system picked up that there was a problem. Okay, they said it was a back window broken. No, it was the basement flooding.
Oh, that's a good alarm system.
Oh, are you kidding me?
What? This is unbelievable because this exact thing happened to me last night. I was up all night. I got almost no sleep till 2 in the morning on the phone trying to find an emergency water sucking, pumping people. Our pipe burst at 8:30 last night.
You know, we just did a major rehaul of our basement.
So now how much water, how long do you think the water poured into your basement?
I would think that Mimi said she thought that one of the boys was taking a long shower. She heard the water, and literally, I mean, and then it's just unbelievable. She and Timmy Londoff and Harry Londoff are home.
But the carpet's soaked.
This part is a part that we left unfinished.
Oh, thank
but
yet
it's still kind of finished, but we left the floor. Again, I married a genius. I said, no, put the wood floor in there. She goes, no, leave it on the concrete base. But it did seep into this very nice wood floor that we just put down. It's only been finished by not even 3 months. But my friends at Bozich Construction, all right, Kenny LeMay, Mike Bozich, son-in-law, Jeff Gillum, were there within 15 minutes of Mimi's phone call. Now, here, they like Mimi a lot. I'm not going to tell you that they because
well,
they
who
like
doesn't?
Mimi. They love Mimi, and they were there, and our plumber, God, I can't remember his name, great, he's Canadian. He's from Alberta, Canada, so it's just unbelievable.
You got a pipe break there, eh?
Yeah, I could tell right away.
Well, that's good, Dad.
There, you know?
Well, I just made an expression earlier, when it rains, it just keeps raining.
Yeah.
How do you think
but,
that?
You know, today's a better day. Today is a better day. And we're going to introduce a young man who I've known now for probably over 25 years. We met playing hockey against each other, and then I finally figured that Randy Gunther is such a good hockey player that instead of trying to chase him, I might as well have him on my teams. So Randy Gunther, nickname a gunner. Everybody in hockey has got a nickname. Say hi to the AM and the PM crowd.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Gunner, we're fine. Did you just start to work there?
No, I used to work here from like about 8 years, and I left for a little bit and wanted to try something else. And
now, why did you leave? You were unhappy there, or you? What happened?
All right, I'll step in because he should have been promoted into management, and I made a major mistake.
Well, I like that honesty. I like that.
I made a major mistake.
So, Gunner,
he would be here 18 years. Okay?
So, Gunner, you leave because you didn't get the respect you deserve. We're really familiar with that feeling here at the station. Oh, yeah. And then you went. And then how long before you came back?
Well, I just came back recently because I still stayed in touch with John all the time because we were still friends. You know, I'm not going to let one thing interfere with a good friendship like that.
Yeah.
Now, that's where we're different. I'd never speak to him again.
And, you know, he's a hockey guy, great hockey player, great hockey coach. And we went up against each other a couple of times in hockey. And, you know, I can tell you this much, as intense as he was playing, he's the same way coaching. And just an absolute great guy to come and buy a new car, new truck, or a pre-owned vehicle from. So we just wanted everyone out there, because I know there's a lot of people out listening that know Randy, especially a lot of the hockey people that have had the blessing and luck to have a great guy coach their kid at all levels of the game. And he's just all around just a great guy. And we're really, really, really lucky here at the Johnny Londop Chevrolet family to have him back.
Now, Gunner, when you left, did you go to work and did you stay in the car business?
No, I went into like coffee refreshment because I had a friend that did that, and did that for a while. And like I said, I enjoyed it, but keeping up in touch with Johnny, he kept asking me to come on back, and I said, not ready yet, not ready yet.
Oh, good strategy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He kept calling, and finally I gave in.
Why is it a good strategy?
Well, when the offer went,
and I use it here.
Up.
I use it here. The management here keeps coming to me, going, "When are you going to get out of here?
Yeah, when
are you
leaving?
Gonna retire?" And I go, "I'm not ready yet. When?
Yeah,
leave. Not ready yet. Not ready."
You know,
yet.
I mean, they've got some of the best shows in all of radio.
Who does?
But yeah, they have that McElgraw Gilliam to start the day.
McElgraw Gilliam.
Yeah. What's his name?
That's it.
Yeah, McElgraw Gilliam.
And they got George Carney. I mean, he's funny.
He is funny. Yeah. He's funnier than that George Carney bit.
They got you.
Gunner, have you ever listened to this show?
Yes, I have. Off and on, I have.
Off and on, which is your way of sort of saying, no, I don't really,
really
listen.
Yeah.
Well, I have. For me, my kids were more into your station, and that's where, having them around the house and growing up, they listened to it because that was their station of choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I've really grown accustomed to a lot of country music and stuff now.
We don't play country music.
You used to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 20 years ago.
Yeah, you listened to Frank 20 years ago is what you said.
It was on back when you were country, off for 20 years, and then on
so,
right now.
Yeah, that's the on and off. You were on.
Welcome to the show, okay? We pay, and they make fun of us.
So he was on for, and then he was off for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't pay for this much. Oh, no, that's right. We do pay
do
for
we
this
have,
kind
Do
of
we have a country song?
Fun.
Do we have any country music?
Sure. Let me see.
It's like working at Johnny Londop. He was there for a while, and then he left for a long time.
Well, I'm going to make the transition for Gunner easy. I'm going to ease him into the transition because it's obvious the guy hasn't listened for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, Gunner, who we got here, Peon? Give me
George Strait.
George Strait. So we'll take us back to the old days, and then we'll ease make this transition easy for you. For Gunner, who listened when we were counting.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't talk. I got to walk it up. It's called walking it up. Here we are at Big 550. It is 4:41. The great, and I mean the great, George Strait, "All My Exes Live in Texas."
All my exes live in Texas.
All right, that was George Strait. We're sending that out to Gunner. Gunner, big country music Texas fan. And, folks, I got to announce that as of right now, no more country music format at Country 550. We now turn to talk radio, and we welcome our new listener, Gunner. Gunner, now we've made the transition for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
That was good. You still have it.
Still got it, buddy.
Still got it.
You still got it, Frank. I'm telling you what, buddy. You're unbelievable. I mean, you know, probably no sleep at all. I mean, does he have bags under his eyes?
I went to bed at 2, but I didn't really sleep well but a couple hours. Because
you wake up at like what?
Well, you're sleeping knowing that downstairs there's standing water, and it just eats at you. You go,
I know what you're talking about.
You know, morning needs to get here so I can get somebody out of here because you just, and then you start to get paranoid thinking, while I'm sleeping, what if another pipe bursts and there's more water coming in here after we capped that one off? Nah, it was a weird night. 2014 is not off to a great start, but we're going to change all that.
You know, it can only get better.
Thank you.
I mean, this is the worst
snowstorm and cold snap that we've had in 25 years.
When I retire.
You'd just like to punch Al Gore right in the mouth.
Yeah, thank you. When I retire, anybody that wants to visit me is going to have to go south or to Hawaii or something, because I am not living in the cold. I'm just not. It's just not for me. Cold, especially well, this winter.
First of all, I mean, you have to, you know, I mean, this is where you live.
Yeah.
So,
but I'm not going to live.
This cold weather. This or 98 degrees or 103, remember.
I'll take it.
2 years ago, we had like 30, 40 days of upper 90s into 100.
I'll take it.
1,000% humidity. I mean, it's hot.
I would take that.
Take
over
it over.
This.
Your pipes don't freeze when it's 100 degrees. Hey, that's pretty good.
How about that one?
That's pretty good. Hey, Gunner, did you like that?
I did. That was great.
That would have been something I'd have done on country radio.
He's laughing so hard he's got spits coming off his face. He's just laughing. He's just drooling. It's funny.
And now here's Randy Travis with Pipes Don't Freeze When It's 100 Degrees. On Country 550.
That's funny, but I can tell you this much. I'm the same way. I will take that heat over anything. You know, I mean, there's nothing like a good cold beer and some AC or a fan. But, I mean, cold is cold. You are cold.
Well, not only that, look at the clothing. You got to put on layers, a jacket and a sock hat and a hood. Then when you get somewhere, it's got to be all peeled off and boots. And it's just.
Yeah. I had to put on, like, long underwear and a pair of jeans to go out and do some shoveling. And then I had to bend over, you know, tie my boots.
Oh, careful.
I'm okay with the left one. They were like, you know, I needed to come up for air, and I didn't. I almost passed out trying to tie my right boot.
We have a surprise for you. Mimi, MP3 does. She recorded you bending over in your long underwear.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did, and she sent it to me. Ladies and gentlemen, John Landoff, as recorded with the cracked open front door of him in his long underwear bending over.
Definitely a crack involved somewhere.
Man.
Yeah. You probably have a crack in your foundation after that, that water leak. That's
surprised the snow didn't melt.
Well, some of it did.
You know, play that one more time. I don't think that was me.
All right, that was you. Hang on. It's labeled Mimi MP3. That's the one right there. Play it. That's from her, the recorder on her phone.
That could be me. But
it's labeled Landoff PFFFFT.
Yeah. Okay.
All right,
well, we're going to go back to selling cars. Gunner, folks, you remember him. You love him.
Well, we don't love him. We don't love him. We don't know him yet.
They'll come see Randy before they'll see me. They love him. But also, we have Jones Company Building Services. Joe Sheridan, Greg Mahaney, Larry Butts. Yeah. Don't make fun of them. They bought two pickup trucks.
Never
they
do
are
that.
All AM and the PM. They're listening right now. Bought two Silverado pickup trucks. We were working this deal for a couple of weeks and traded in a really nice 08 Silverado with only 300,000 miles on it.
That's nothing.
Don't tell me that these Chevy vehicles last a long, long time. You ain't going to find an import truck out there that's going to last 300,000 miles. There ain't no way. I'm telling you, it won't happen. So thank you, guys. Jones Company Building Services, Joe Sheridan, Greg Mahaney, and Larry Butts. And we're not done. Got another one, Odell Harmon and Diane Harmon.
Oh, I like that name, Odell.
Odell Harmon and Diane Harmon, a new 2013 Chevy Malibu. Big, big listeners. Big AM and the PM. Big. They listen to 550. That's all they listen to.
Good for them.
Morning till night. And they think that you and I are very, along with Dan and Ian, are very funny together.
Oh,
now we got Gunner, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gunner, you just came on board. You're not taking credit for any of the success here.
Gunner went,
You got to work your way to the top, Gunner.
I'll work.
Okay. All right.
Well, listen, we're going to be here late tonight. Don't mind. You'll see dump trucks and the big tractor. We're scooping it. We're hauling it, and it'll be gone.
Now, are you in your long underwear now? Do you still have that on?
You know, that's kind of a personal question.
Well, you started it. You're the one that told us you put on long underwear.
Very well, but you're asking me about my underwear?
Well, I'm sure that as the owner and the guy that runs the place, you got to run outside in the cold occasionally.
I do not have long underwear today.
Okay. All right. He can't. Well, it can't because it was stained from this morning.
Oh man.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
We got that.
No, that was...
The flap buttons blew out.
That was Monday.
Okay, sorry, Monday.
Yeah, yeah,
Gunner, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much.
You're so funny, I forget to laugh sometimes.
Well, that's a good one. What's the phone number?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. If you call soon, you get to speak to the adorable, the vivacious, the one and only Mary Ryan. Okay, and then you can always go online 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com, LONDOFF.com, and we will take great care of you, all right?
All right. We'll send them to you.
All right, thanks, kids.
Thank you, John. Right.
Drive safe. Watch for those water leaks.
Okay, bye, Gunner.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There they go. He spells L-O-N-D-O-F. You think everybody knows how to spell that? Maybe not. He didn't spell calm, though. Dot. He should have said it's like C-O-M, because FM
yeah,
DJs.
Yeah, two Fs, maybe people wouldn't know.
FM DJs might go, is it C-O-M-M? Or they wouldn't know how to do that. That was John Londoff, in case you didn't know, and it's a great place to buy a Chevy. Washington Elizabeth exit off 270. We'll take a break. We're coming back, though. I promise. Big 550, KTRS.
Let's get a look at traffic now, and here's Tim Weiland.
Got a few problems out there. This report is brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Every Missouri Lottery Monopoly Jackpot Scratchers gives you a chance at winning up to 100 grand instantly and or 1 million or more online at molottery.com. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. You're traveling on westbound 70 just before Lucas and Hunt. You've got an accident blocking the right lane. Right now, traffic is backed up to Kings Highway. We have another accident. It's on westbound 5570 on the Poplar Street Bridge. Two right lanes are blocked. Now, if you're in those right ramp lanes coming in from Illinois, they're having you get off at 13th and Tudor. The two left ramp lanes, you're okay. Stay in those, and you can get over the Poplar Street Bridge. If you're traveling on eastbound 70, right now traffic is jamming up from Grand to the Edward Jones Dome. Eastbound 40, you're slowing from about Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 270 on the ramp to Page, you've got a four-vehicle accident. Also on eastbound 5570 at Highway 159, a crash involving a tractor-trailer. Got the right lane blocked there. And this traffic report brought to you by Radio Shack. Get up to $300 when you trade in your eligible working phone at Radio Shack through January 31st. Details at RadioShack.com. Void where prohibited. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
While other stations just did their usual programming, the Big 550 KTRS was on the scene with full team coverage of the worst winter storm to hit our area in 20 years. We will continue to get the latest from Ameren, the National Weather Service, MoDOT, and local officials as this dangerous weather emergency continues. The Big 550 KTRS is there when you need us. When you need us. Depend on it.
Here's a great new way to go to your favorite restaurant and save money, too. You don't have to clip a coupon or know someone who works there either. It's called Save a Table, and here's how it works. Just go to saveatable.com, enter the zip code where you'd like to eat, the desired date, and number of people in your party. Save a Table will then display the restaurants in that zip code and a percentage off by going at that time. All you have to do is arrive at the restaurant 15 minutes ahead of your reserved time and show them the printout of your confirmation or on your phone. You and your party will be seated, and you'll save anywhere from 20 to 35%. It's that simple. Save a Table is a great way to reserve a table at some great local restaurants and save money at the same time. There are Save a Table restaurants in both Missouri and Illinois. Give it a try. Just go to saveatable.com and see for yourself. You'll save 20 to 35% at some great area restaurants. That's saveatable.com.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive, anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings. And it is non-addictive, so therefore you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug, and people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone, 314-645-6840 to find out more, arcamidwest.com. But you've tried the others, now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or arcamidwest.com.
Hi, this is Ken Heise. We started Heise Advisory Group with one thing in mind, to serve our clients well. As a fiduciary, I have a legal responsibility to work for your best interest. Call us now at 314-909-1116, and I'd be happy to give you a no-obligation consultation. If you're like most people, you've had some gains recently. Unfortunately, most people aren't aware of the fees that they've been paying on their investments, so a lot of your gains could disappear before you see them. Now is the best time to give us a call and let us help you review your portfolio. Take control of your assets and your profits. Let us help you put a plan together with only one thing in mind, you.
Call Heise Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no-obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116 or visit them at heiseadvisorygroup.com. Ken Heise is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heise is a licensed insurance representative.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace might.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
Hurt on a job or in a car wreck? Let the experienced lawyers at Brown & Brown help you. You know our law firm. My brother's a lawyer with the eye patch. At Brown & Brown, we can help you so you can concentrate on getting better. We'll take care of the rest. You can go to our website at brownlawoffice.com. Or to speak with an attorney, in Missouri, our phone number is all threes, 333-3333. In Illinois, our phone number is all eights, 888-8888. And always remember, at Brown & Brown, if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
Attention homeowners, if your home value has prevented you from refinancing in the past, I've got great news. Hi, I'm David Hall, president of Shore Mortgage. An appreciating housing market has recently resulted in over 3 million homeowners rising above water, now making them eligible for new mortgage programs they didn't qualify for in the past. Call Shore Mortgage right now, 800-523-HOME. That's 800-523-HOME.
United Shore Financial Services, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 3038.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-953-4036. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-953-4036. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-953-4036.
Experience dining at its finest during the 5th annual Clayton Restaurant Week, January 20th through January 26th, presented by Stella Artois, Stella Artois Cidre, and Goose Island Matilda. Enjoy a three-course dinner for just $25 plus tax and tip at any of the 18 participating restaurants like Alexander's, Bar Napoli, Barcelona, or Brazikai. Visit ClaytonRestaurantWeek.com for more details and to view restaurant menus. Clayton Restaurant Week, January 20th through the 26th.
At St. Louis Bread Company, try the Mediterranean Wild Salmon Couscous Salad, topped with tender wild sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
Now, this is the part where I'm stretching it out, where I say, from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limperst and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download the app STL Taxi. It's a free app, and it's easy to use, and it'll get you the greatest cab in town, a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Well, hello, everybody.
Hello, Bill.
How the heck are you?
I've never had a better day. Wait a minute. Yes, I have.
I'm sorry. You know what? I knew the answer to that before I asked it. I apologize.
I know you did. What's going on?
Well, yesterday, I love these sort of stories here. Yesterday in Chicago, it was colder than it was at the South Pole.
Ooh.
Yeah, you can tell it's winter in Chicago because the Bears are in hibernation.
Oh, I get it.
The Bears.
Football humor.
By the way, all sports jokes today, so look out.
All right.
We're ready, yeah.
And sports experts say that this year the NFL cracked down more than any other season for players that celebrated after touchdowns, to which the Rams said, what celebrations? What was the celebration you're speaking of? And the NBA has distanced itself from Dennis Rodman.
What?
Yeah. Well, that's how you know you're bad news. I mean, the NBA didn't even do that when one of its players married a Kardashian.
No.
Yeah.
What a buffoon that Rodman is.
What is wrong with him? And finally, this afternoon. By the way, I'd like to apologize for talking over the ABC News yesterday.
No problem.
It was sort of a Jim Holder moment from back in the day.
Yeah. It happens.
Once in a while. Well, today is the Baseball Hall of Fame's inductee announcement day, or as formerly known around the Pete Rose household. Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, it's okay. You can say back up. You can. We'll edit that out. Go ahead.
Today is the Baseball Hall of Fame's inductee announcement day. Or as it's formally known around the Pete Rose house, Wednesday.
See, it worked. It was fine. Yeah. It was fine.
I turned my little space heater off so that you wouldn't hear that, and I got a little cold. That was my
story. Sorry.
Bill Cleveland's segment brought to you this afternoon by Look Lee Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on 6550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill. We work our way toward the Playhouse, and a pretty good joke, a good joke, actually, and a reminder, if you're a homeowner, well, first of all, if you want to be a homeowner, and after you heard my story, you may not want to, but that could happen to you, a house that you're renting, and then you got that middleman, landlord, so yeah, get yourself a house. And if you want to do that, the people you want to talk to about a mortgage are the people at American Equity Mortgage. Now, let's say you're already a homeowner. Why would you need American Equity Mortgage? I already have a mortgage. Well, yeah, you do, which means you have a house, which means you have equity, which means you call American Equity Mortgage when you need money. When you need money and you don't want to take out some ridiculous, high-interest, bad loan. You take out a smart loan. It's called a debt consolidation loan or home equity loan. And you get the privilege of having that low interest rate because of the equity you have in your house. They'll tell you how to do it. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. 5 o'clock.